Alright, so this one is the relationship destroyer. Now, my opinion of using relationship destroyers is this. I think there's nothing wrong with using these techniques to get your ex back. But please, do not use them to get someone who is already in a committed relationship. You don't want to make someone end up divorcing their wife or something like that. Alright, so with that said, as always, use these techniques for good, okay? So let's say your ex is already dating someone else. But then, let's say you ask them to meet up with you, but they say that they won't because they're already in a relationship. Then you could use this technique to get them to meet you for a date. And then you could use one of the other techniques that I've taught you to get them to start developing those feelings for you again. Alright, so the first pattern I'm going to give you uses time distortion, which is a really powerful element to use when you're trying to convince someone to forget about the relationship. Alright, so let's say they say to you, oh, I'm in a relationship already, I can't meet you. So here's what you say. Oh, really? Oh, that's really cool. Good for you. But let me ask you something. How surprised would you be to go home tonight and find yourself actually thinking about me? Maybe to the point where you can actually imagine us going out for a candlelit dinner, you know, making jokes, laughing, having a really good time. And when you think about it like that, isn't it funny how you find yourself looking forward to spending some time with me later on in the week, say Tuesday or Wednesday? Okay, so that was the pattern using time distortion. You're making them imagine in their mind having this candlelit dinner with you at some point in the future. And as I've taught you before, what you can make someone imagine is perceived by them as being their own thought. So if you can make someone imagine something, if you can make someone see you in their future having that candlelit dinner with you, then it's more likely that it will actually happen. And then as well as that, you finish the pattern by presupposing. So you say, you find yourself looking forward to spending some time with me later on in the week, say Tuesday or Thursday. Alright, so this is a really powerful pattern. Use it wisely and only use it for good. Alright, now here's another example you can use when the guy or the girl that you're after tells you that they've already got a boyfriend or a girlfriend. So let's say you're talking to them and they say, oh, I'm sorry, I already have a boyfriend, so nothing can happen between us. And you can say, oh, really? That's so sweet. What's the guy's name you're seeing? And then she will say, Dean. And then you want to play like you get the guy's name wrong. So you can say, okay, so you're going out with this guy, Dane. And then, of course, she will say, no, no, it's Dean. And then you can play along, act cool about it, and say, oh, yeah, Dean. So let's say you're going out with this guy, Dean. And then when you say that, when you say Dean's name, then you want to hold out your hand with your palm facing towards her and point to your right palm. Because then you're creating an anchor that your palm is Dean. Okay? And then you continue, and then you can say, and right now, everything's going well, and you enjoy spending time with him, and he's fun to be with, right? And of course, she will agree and say, yeah. But then you can say, all right, but let me ask you this question. And I know this is kind of personal, but you must have been in relationships before Dean, right? And then most likely, she's going to agree with you. And then you can say, and you must have broken up with guys before, right? And then again, most likely, she's going to agree with you and say, yeah, a few times, why? Then you need to continue and say, well, you know when you feel like your relationship just isn't working out anymore, and inside your mind you tell yourself it's time to break up with this person. Okay, guys, now here's the secret. When you say this person, you point to your right hand. Okay, remember we created that anchor in the right hand for Dean. Okay? So again, as I said, you say to the girl, you tell yourself it's time to break up with this person, and point to your right hand, and continue and say, and you go for weeks where you start to have these feelings inside your head. You're just not sure anymore. You start to notice all the things about him you actually don't like. In fact, these things that you don't like start off small, but then they start to annoy you more and more. And then maybe you find yourself looking at him and thinking to yourself, you don't even really find him attractive anymore. Isn't it funny how your mind can just do that? And what's really funny, this process, you notice this isn't working out anymore, it can take months, but a lot of times, it can just happen right now. And as you say that, wave your hand over her face, and then you continue, and you say, and it's like you can't see his picture in your mind anymore. And every time you try, it's like something is wiping it out. And that's how you know you've already started to forget all about him, and he's less important than before. Okay, guys, so that was the second pattern I want to give you for relationship destroying. Now, again, this one's a powerful one because you're anchoring the guy's name to your hand. Then you're using that anchor in using embedded commands, like you can't see his picture in your mind anymore, and he's less important. Forget all about him. You're using that anchor of your hand when you're saying these embedded commands. So this is really powerful stuff, and it's a way to get her subconscious mind to think differently about her boyfriend. Alright, so use this technique wisely, guys.